You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It is always a delight about this time each week to be able to welcome our friend and comrade in arms, Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, now features her work at dianawest.net. Featured there, most recently, is an extraordinary piece of investigative journalism that you aren't finding in a lot of other places, I'm sorry to say, entitled Hillary's Hypersonic Missile Gap. And Diana West, we've been talking a bit with Congressman Pete Hoekstra in the previous segment about a lot of thrashing around going on in Washington at the moment about the Russians and their influence and did they work with Trump and so on. What you have shed light on, building on some of your terrific work, notably your two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal, is a story of another Russian influence operation, it would seem, that cries out for close scrutiny. Thank you for giving it to us and discussing it with us a little bit today. Welcome back, as always.
Thank you. This is, as you say, an extremely important story.
So give us the broad outlines, and then we'll drill down on some of the specifics.
Yes, well, it's been ignored. It's sitting in plain sight, and it's sitting there to the point where, as I look at it, the more I look at all of this stuff, and Russian influence, as you know, is a consuming study for me. I live and breathe it and have for some years now. And looking at it and looking at the way we're hearing this faux Russian influence story played every single day by people who have never been interested on the left, it always smells like
au contraire, as they say. They've been very aggressively
exactly.
Disinterested and, among other things, dissing people like you for doing the kind
exactly.
of work that you've engaged in. So carry on.
Exactly. So trying to figure it all out, I'm more and more convinced that this is all an act of deflection in the sense that it is a distraction and a smokescreen against things like Skolkovo. Skolkovo is a product of the Russian reset that the Obama administration put into practice specifically by Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Some people may know of it from the excellent work of Peter Schweitzer, who was able to show how American tech companies that were persuaded by Hillary Clinton and her State Department to set up shop in a place called Skolkovo in Russia to essentially recreate Silicon Valley in Russia with Western tech in place, not just shipping or sharing, but actually creating and studying, researching it right there in Russia. He was able to show how this was essentially a gigantic pay-for-play corruption operation, because out of 28 companies that were the original companies setting up shop there in Russia from the West, from America, 17 of them were contributors to the Clinton Foundation. So a lot of our early attention to this, trying to understand the financial web that these kinds of organizations certainly spin, was looking at the corruption issue and how dreadful this was, that the State Department was being used as a shill for the Clinton Foundation. I think that may be how many people know of it.
Yeah, and in particular for Bill Clinton personally, who, as you document, received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow from a company called Renaissance Capital, which I gather has ties to this Skolkovo operation.
Well, everything does. I mean, just because it's a Russian investment bank, one of the executives I find at Skolkovo used to work at Renaissance Bank. Everything there is state connected, and Skolkovo is a state project. There are many, many connections that you can find among all of these organizations. But what's of great concern to the rest of the world, and specifically the United States, is that Skolkovo, this wonderful technology center, has created for the Russian military, Russian intelligence, Russian cyber capabilities, a bonanza. And the way that this has been described in a report that was written some years ago, we're looking at a U.S. Army report released in 2013 addressing U.S. policymakers Now, I don't know if any U.S. policymaker is even aware of Skolkovo, frankly, but the Army tried to do some work on this a few years ago and was already finding evidence that Skolkovo, which was only set up just shortly before this, was already enhancing Russian weapons technology. And specifically, they cited the development of a hypersonic cruise missile engine.
Yeah. Hold this thought, Diana, for just a second, because listeners to this program, I think, have a pretty good familiarity with hypersonic missile technology and what it can mean in terms of penetrating our missile defenses, such as they are, and posing enormous threats to our ships and to our other forces around the world, of course, as well as to the United States itself. So here you have, just to back the lens up again another second, Hillary Clinton's State Department actively involved in promoting a project that involved, or certainly conduced to, the transfer of technology, some of which migrated into the hands of the Russian military to immensely upgrade the threat that it can pose to the United States. This is a scandal of the first order. What has been done with this evidence that's certainly available to others, not just your good self, if anything?
Absolutely nothing. I mean, this is where you start to really smell a rat, because if truly Congress was interested in adverse effects, in depredations of our national security because of Russian influence on the Trump campaign, which of course has not done anything. the whole concept is so bizarre on so many levels. They would also be looking at this, because the long-term relationship between Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin via Skolkovo is of such an overwhelming importance given this one single development. There are others. I am sure if the Army were to update its report, we would find many other staggering scandals that are similarly dangerous.
In your piece at DianaWest.net, you talk, among other things, of course, about Uranium One, this uranium resource in the United States that was also facilitated by the Clinton State Department, and whose executives, as you report, contributed, wait for it, $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this stinks to high heavens. So as you're talking about this, as you're connecting these dots and the deflection, as you say, Diana West, that seems to be at work here, what should the United States government be doing to get to the bottom of the degree of, well, corruption seems in one the least of it. I don't know whether it's betrayal of the country as well that has seemingly been done through the Clinton Inc. operation.
This should be on the desks of the Intelligence Committee. This should be something that they open up their investigations into. Russian influence. How did this happen? What has happened? We know from the U.S. Air Force report of 2016, shortly after Donald Trump was elected president, the U.S. Air Force released a report detailing the threat of these hypersonic cruise missiles that now Russia and China are working with, are developing.
It's actually deploying at this point in both countries' cases. Diana, we are hard out of time, but I'm praying that you will be called to testify before these investigative committees, which are, after all, supposed to be looking into Russian influence operations, and in particular this idea, which is sort of at the core of it, that the Russians would somehow favor Donald Trump, who wants to rebuild our military and defeat these kinds of missile threats and so on, rather than Hillary Clinton, who they clearly had a long-standing and very, very valuable relationship with. We will be following it closely, as will you, my dear. Come back to us again next week. In the meantime, we'll talk a little bit with Jim Hansen straight ahead.